Tosha, I got one thing to say.
Say it.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Oh, this old place. Aren't we sick of it?
Oh my God. Good Lord, are we there yet?
That was exactly what I was going to say. So funny. So funny. I have to say, I really enjoyed hearing you on Connect with Kelly and all of our friends. And I'm just saying, you're all so salty.
Oh, I mean, ladies at sea today, right?
Exactly. I was like, no one has ducks.
No, oh, yeah, exactly. And
No
then
ducks to give.
Kelly just said no fucks to give, which is
Ooh. You know, we're getting close.
we're getting close, right? I love it. I love it. Oh, I loved Kelly on her show and just calling in, and I just loved just the sisters showing up and sharing love, and it's like we're all just, rooting each other on, supporting each other, encouraging each other, being there for each other, and it warms my heart.
Yeah, it warmed my heart as well to hear all of you and just to get just refreshed by everyone's perspective and little shares. That's
Yeah.
been really nice. It felt odd not to call in too. I was caught in a little kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. I like that word.
A nice one, but
Oh, that's good. Well,
yeah.
sometimes it's nice just to sit and observe, and like I was inspired. I'm like, oh, I'm calling in. I'm calling. I'm calling it.
Exactly. That's how it works.
Yeah,
That's how
yeah.
it works. I loved it. I have a new word though. I
What is that?
just came to me earlier. I'm like, wait, Kelly made up a new word. I have new words that pop up.
Let's hear it.
Okay. It's out of context, but fabulosity.
Ooh, I like that.
It's all just fabulosity. I'm enjoying being in my creation of fabulosity.
I like that. I like
I
how
liked
that
it.
feels.
It's
Yeah.
fun.
I like how that feels when
Gonna
you say
wear
that.
it. I'm gonna wear it.
I have, okay, speaking of, I have a song. So you know me and the lyrics, right?
No.
No, not at all, right?
Never heard you sing.
Okay. You're so funny. Well,
Sorry.
I have two. I have two. Okay. That, we're the Ascension cheerleaders. We're on the journey. We're doing it. Yeah, we've felt a little like, I don't know, funky. It's been feeling a little funky this week for me.
Wait a minute. Can I just add to help present you?
Yeah.
So we've talked about the USO before, right? We
Oh,
have sort of
yeah.
feelings about that, the fun of the USO. And it came to me, we're the USL, the
Oh.
unstoppable love lady.
Oh, I like
So
that.
Lauren, I feel, is about to present something on the USO.
Oh my God.
Go ahead. I just had to
Oh my
say
God.
it.
Oh, I
Sorry to
love
cut
it.
you off. I just have so much energy in me lately.
Ooh, yay. I love it.
Go
Okay.
ahead.
All right, so there's two. Okay, I'm inspired by two. So, and I'm not gonna sing it, or I might break out a little bit in the singing, but break out. All right. Okay. I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones. Enough to make my system blow. Welcome to the new age. To the new age. Welcome to the new age. To the new age. Whoa, whoa. I'm radioactive. Radioactive. So that's one of them. Okay.
Nice job. That was really good.
Oh,
Really, really
thank you.
good.
Thank you. And I mean, it goes on and on. I raise my flags, dye my clothes. It's a revolution, I suppose. We're painted red to fit right in. And I mean, I was running the other day and I heard this song and I'm like, damn, this is a good song. It just really like got me going. And I'm not a runner.
Doesn't your
So,
playlist start to get really large? I feel I'm up to like 300
oh my
songs.
God. Right? Right? So that, yeah,
Now I
exactly.
have to add this one. 301. Nice. I like it. Thank you.
That was radio. That was Imagine Dragons Radioactive. And I'm sure a lot of people will know this song. And forgive me, like the singing voice on the radio isn't the same as when, it sounds a lot better when I'm singing it in the shower.
It sounded great. It sounded really good.
Okay, all right. I don't know how this one's gonna sound, but here goes. How do I do this without sounding too loud on the radio? Because I really want to belt it out.
You could read it and then weave into the song singing it, depending how it starts.
Okay. It goes, ah. We come from the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs blow. The hammer of the gods will drive our ships to new lands to fight the horde, singing and crying, Valhalla, I am coming. So that's the immigrants. That's a part of the immigrant song. I just love when we'll drive our ships to new lands. And it's just, I don't know, it just gives me chills. Like I love Led Zeppelin. It just pumps me up, especially in the movie. Oh, it's not Ragnarok, it's
Oh,
what's
Thor?
Thor, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. I was like, I know this beginning. I was a little confused. I didn't know where I knew it from, so thank you for the context.
Oh, you're
Wow, you have
welcome.
an you have a range.
I do. I mean, I could go Marilyn Monroe, I can go Sade, you know, I can go Led Zeppelin, I mean, I can go all over. I got some Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child. It's a range for sure. But it just depends on how I'm feeling. Little Guns N' Roses, you know.
Of course, how you're inspired, but thank you filling a gap here.
Well, thank you.
We need music. Thank you. That was really well done.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you know what? I sing it like I was running the other day and I really didn't give two shits. I started just singing out loud and there was a girl, you know, doing something and who knows what she was thinking about me, but I really didn't care. I'm like, I'm waking up. Are you waking up too? Can't you feel it
I do that too, but I don't really hold notes so well. But I sound really good in the shower as well. So good. Where I just let it go, but I do it on the street as well and I've had some looks. Oh, I have to tell you something. While listening to music the other day, I'm walking and walked to the ocean and back. Actually, I walked to the ocean. I wore my bathing suit underneath. I went in the ocean. I swam in the ocean. I soaked in the ocean. I'm like, oh, this is so nice, especially when you get hot. What a
Yeah.
treat. Like, just what a treat. I know we're all going to be on the ocean if we choose. And what a treat. So I went for my swim and then just put my little dress back on and went back on my walk. And I walked by this man. It was so cute because we just talked about it last week about listening to music with the wired headphones. And I walk by him, and we wave at each other. We smile, and he goes a little bit past me, and I hear someone, and so I stop and I look, and he said, "I really like your wires." And I
Oh.
said, "Oh, how funny!" I said, "I really like your wires." He said, "My wife made me wear these." I said, "Well, you have a brilliant wife." He said, "I know, I feel so good about not getting that extra radiation." I'm like, "I know, yay for us, right?" Sweetest exchange. It was so funny. I was like, "Well, you enjoy," and we said our goodbyes. And I just smiled. I'm like, "Oh, isn't that funny? We just talked about this."
Oh, that is hilarious. And it sounds like his wife knows a little something.
I said, "She knows some things, doesn't she?" It was so cute. I just felt I like your wires. That was the first.
It's kind of like when it's kind of like when Q said, "I like your tail."
Exactly. Oh, so funny. I'm turning red again. This guy was.
When you say I'm turning red, and me, I'm over here like, "Ooh, let's go! I'm going for the jugular."
Oh, I'm not afraid of it. It's
No,
just,
I know,
okay. It's
I know you're
public
not.
radio. It is out here. I'm not used to being. I'm kind of a private person, or used to be. I can't describe myself anymore.
isn't that a breath of fresh air, though, to
Yeah, I
be
was
not.
listening to y'all on the show earlier. I'm like, oh, what was said? I forget what it was. I'm like, oh yeah, Kelly reminded us what Q said. The biggest crime in the universe is to tell someone who they are, what they are, and
By
how
the
you
way, you're
are.
late.
By the way, you're late. And I felt, even for me, I realized I was committing crimes on my own self by labeling myself or calling something something or cramming myself which connects to the spelling of the words, just all the programming of what we did. So it took it to another level, which was really nice. It's cool. But yeah, so that's funny. I listened to the show because you brought it up last week. What was it? 2-2-2-25. This is just funny. That was our, I would say that was a really indulgent, beautiful show to be. It was, you know what I mean? That's where we asked a lot of our personal questions.
Yeah, it was I have gone back and listened to that show several times, and
If you want to
sometimes
hear about the G-spot orgasm, that's
the
the
G-spot orgasm, you go to that show. That's
show.
right.
Two
That's
two
right.
two 25.
That's right.
For a good time.
For a good time, call 222-25. Sorry, I'm being so
That's so
silly.
funny.
I'm being
Oh,
so silly.
you know, it's so cool that you're saying that. So we talked about, I don't know, a show or two ago, we did Ode to Q because we were just being really silly. But I listened to a Max Steel recording last night. And in it, he and the guest, it was something O'Donnell, he and the guest talk about joy, humor. And Max Steel states, you know, whenever these, he was talking about his time in Area 51, that whenever the beings, the dark beings were coming at him, he's like, I just laugh in their face. I just laugh. He said, I just laugh. That was sort of not his word, but the antidote to them. They can't stand it. And I felt, oh, see, it's what we've talked about, Lauren. There's so much to all that Q shares. It's multidimensional. There's so much depth that's not even the word. There's so many layers to it. I want to read what he wrote. He said, when the dark were trying to get into his Max's telepathy, he would laugh, and laughing blocks the dark from harming you. It's the opposite of fear. And then later on, they talked about real joy and love. The dark can't stand it because it's a polar opposite of fear. And then another little fun tip he added, Max was saying every week, not to go down this timeline, but just so you can understand where it's coming from, but every week they would draw blood from all of the beings there. We know what that's about. But at one time he was forced, his commander made him go in and do it. And the person taking it said, did you have chocolate today? He said, yeah, I have chocolate every day. He's like, okay, you can go. So he went on to say, if you have cho he says he eats it every other day. And then he also said, if you eat chocolate every day, the negative don't want to be near you.
Well, thank God. So
Exactly.
thank you.
You better whip out that chocolate quinoa cake recipe.
I'm going to have to do that again. Oh, interesting. I wonder why,
I
though,
thought it
Chef.
was interesting. Did he go into the details? I don't know.
It makes you feel good, right? M maybe because it
Yeah,
makes you feel good.
it's interesting. It weaves in a couple of things for me. One, Creation Lightship talks about chocolate ice cream and a couple of their things and chocolate. Ne never explaining why, just like, okay, chocolate ice cream. I did the chocolate cake. I was inspired. I didn't know why. I just out of the blue was inspired to make the chocolate quinoa cake. Just that's my own personal little things. And then something else I was looking up. Oh, you know those things you talked about, like you can get potassium, magnesium, and salt, and some of these little things that are going around. Anyway, I felt better by taking something. So, but then I heard this lady, she said, if you eat a little square, I'm not a doctor, verify for yourself, but she said, if you eat a little square of dark chocolate, dark chocolate, I feel north of 75, that it has enough, she either said potassium or magnesium in it, enough for the day that your body would like for the day. I was like, okay, interesting. So I say that to say maybe that's a part of the answer to your question, like why chocolate, does it do something? But I don't know if I just said this. He said that they would sometimes scroll around even people's homes and could read the footprint in there and bypass the ones. Again, I don't verify for yourself, but I'm just, it's Max
Interesting.
Steel and our beloved Max Steel on our team. So again, if you wanted to hear it for yourself, it's an interview. I feel like the last name is O'Donnell.
Where did you find it, Zosha? I
On
haven't listened to Max Steel.
no, I there's so many shows of his that I have not listened to either, and I felt I just followed my inspiration, and last night I just pulled this one out the other day. It's Matt, he's both on BitChute and YouTube, and it's Max D. It's a lowercase D as in dog, Max D 21.
Next D21.
And sometimes you have to click on the video to see who he's speaking to. This one, I want to say it was Chris O'Donnell. I'm sorry. O'Donnell is a last name, and I feel it was, they're all about 7 years ago, and it's down at the bottom. He was really fascinating to listen to his perspective on the Matrix and how it's made up. He just says it a different way. Oh, which ties me into, sorry, I said I had a lot of energy.
I love it.
One of our shows where we interviewed Q, he used the term, we live in a self-creating animation system. We live in a self-creating animation system, which comes back to what we've talked about so often, being in a state of inner peace, living your highest inspiration from your heart. And I feel you touched on in the last show with everyone, with on Kelly's show. Why is it so important? We're creating this. And this gentleman goes into a different type of granular detail about it that I found really helpful. I didn't take notes on it though. If we're creating it, we're creating it. And the reason why it really came to me and feels strong, I have so many dots that come in earlier in this week. I experienced an amount, how do I say it? This depth of freedom I've never experienced in this expression of myself.
Wow.
It was euphoric. It was active. You know, it wasn't, I wouldn't say bliss. Sometimes I feel mellow. It was active, but I felt this utter freedom. I was like, how do I describe this? It's impossible to describe. But I looked at it and was like, okay, what am I doing? How did I get here? You know, trying to look at it and piece it together. What was different? I just was completely feeling my spirit. Completely. Everything I did this week, okay, the early part of the week, was completely by my inspiration. I was really slow and really paying attention and being taking great care. And I would just go into different things. I went to go start an art project. I went to go, like I said, swim in the ocean. It's like dinner time, quote. I actually want to go in the ocean. So I was like, but I want to exercise too. I'll do both. So what I'm saying is just this playful way and what came out, this state of, it was just utter freedom. I was like, this is us. This is our, even more, this is us to feel it and be in my body. I didn't really know what to do with myself after.
Wow.
It was really, really profound. So again, back to self-creating animation system. Okay, let me look at this. I was living each moment, and I mean each moment. If I didn't want to go at green, I didn't. If I did, you know, I'll just say another thing and then I'll pause. I went for a coffee. So do you, Kelly. I dress up. I don't say I dress up like I don't really wear makeup. I wear lipstick. Lip tint.
You don't need it.
Oh, you're so beautiful. Thank you.
It's just so beautiful. You don't need it.
You're so sweet. You're so sweet. But I just wear a sundress and I wear a little shoot, nothing heavy, but I just feel pretty. You know,
Yeah.
if I just dress to feel, I know you know this, you do it too, but I just do it. It's subtlety. It's natural. It's what I want to wear. How am I feeling today? So even those moments, I'm feeling this dress and I'm going to get a coffee and I'm just being in myself. I have to say, even that switches the presentation of my experience. It's creating my experience. It's creating the feedback I'm getting. It's getting the joy that I'm feeling. So I go get my coffee and a scone and I go sit in the park and there's boats all around and it's a beautiful day. It's hot. It's a beautiful day, but I sit in the shade. So I'm sitting at this little picnic table and there's some birds flying around and anyway, I see one. He's looking at me. So I put a little piece of scone to the side. I said, "You want a piece of scone?" I'm telling you, Lauren, a full on okay, not full on. I'm having a total presence with this beautiful bird for at least 25 minutes.
Wow.
I chatted with him. He sat, he enjoyed my scone. I asked him how things were going. It's like, you know, from anyone outside of our group, it'd be like crazy lady. But I noticed other people notice
Yeah.
and feel. I'll just say I felt they felt what was happening. Not looking, but just feeling. And he would just come close and I got to study his feathers and the intricacy and the detail on the little beautiful bird. He was a brunette bird, with black and brown and some white and his beak. I just got to so close be with him. So I just share that because that's part of that moment where after that, I felt this incredible sense of freedom to be completely present to myself and then see what's happening in my self-creating animation system. I don't know. It just excites me to see all of us, right? When we start to feel the evidence and see these little breadcrumbs in our life. I just felt to share, but what a sweetie. I
Oh, that's beautiful. Now,
didn't charge him. I just shared.
did you give him, does he have a name?
I didn't. I didn't. I didn't give him a name. If I see him again, if he comes back to grace my presence. But do you know what I mean? It's like we have such moments, but to be really connected.
Yeah, it feels so amazing. It
And for
really
that
does.
long.
Yeah, 25 minutes. Wow. I love that.
It was wild. So again, just back to like the playfulness and the fun, how what fun does. You
Yeah.
know how it keeps it's another way of looking at fun.
That's right. That's right. I do you mind if I share something that I
Please.
noticed this week?
I talked enough.
No,
Go
it's perfect. It's
ahead.
perfect. So I had something that happened this week. It was one morning and I kind of got in a tailspin. I'm like, oh God, here we go.
You again?
You again with the piece of paper and the crayon scribbling, you know. I had to, if I lived at the ocean, I would just get in a boat and just go out in the ocean. But I don't now yet. I got dressed, took care of everything here, and I got in the car and I drove to the only place that I knew to go to, which was nature. And I had some music on in the car, and so I had a moment where I was listening. I did listen to Eckhart Tolle. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. Of Sunshine had brought up reading The Power of Now. And he's really interesting to listen to because we were talking about he's talking about trust in yourself and presence, and I don't remember every single thing that he shared, but it really touched me. And I'm like, okay, all right, I got tools in my tool belt here. I know how to handle this. I know what's going on. So it's like I'm in an amphitheater, or I'm from a 20,000 foot view, looking at myself in this body. And I know, so I'm very aware of what's going on, and I'm very aware of what's happening and when it's happening. But up there, it's different than it is down here, just for a way of describing it. And I'm like, ah, okay, this is not me. This is not the real me. And just like you shared with the presence, bringing it, dropping, getting rid of those thoughts, removing those thoughts, dropping into my heart. It's quite profound when you experience it, and how it just totally shifts. It shifts everything, but it takes practice. I have something happen. I get knocked down for a little bit, but then I get back up, right? So it's just, we have, utilizing the tools in our tool belt. If you give these thoughts power and you create this story in your head, well, bam, there you go. That we're
Self-creating animation system.
there you go th there you go so we're that powerful, and it can either go positive or negative, not that there's a judgment, but so yeah, I that came up for me this week. I'm like, that's interesting. And then just I don't know, just like Kelly was talking about, just being exhausted and the foof and the all the I just loved all of everyone calling in and sharing, just kind of being just like, I know stuff's happening. I just a little tired, right? Just a little tired. And just the energy just feels funky. I don't know how to describe it. It's a funky, funky energy. Were you feeling any of that, that if you want to share?
Yeah, I felt that for the not today, but 2 days ago, it was weather. I connected it to the weather. It was gray, it was overcast, it rained, didn't really rain, back and forth, and I was like, "Oh, look, this is where the some of this mind energy was coming in." So that's how I would equate my funk. It was like, oh, same with that perspective, the 20,000 foot view. Oh, look at you, you're back again. How is this working? So I'm seeing it connected to actual systems in a sense. So that's what I observed. So to have that utter sense of freedom and then to feel that stuff rolling in, you see it a mile away. And I recognize too, which is what I kind of getting from you as well and others, we seem to not be focusing on that. We see it and that's annoying, whatever, something there. We seem to which is exciting, I'll be moving into the okay, we know that's not us. It doesn't mean it goes away though right away. You know, but in our self-creating animation system, when we look at it from that point of view, I feel it's we're growing that light, that outside of here perspective, right? So we know it's there and it's not. I've, you know, for a while just stopped kicking, getting myself down about being down. Oh, look at you being down. You know what I mean? A more cheerleader. Oh, look, you go, girl. Come on. You need to lay down a little more. Go for it. You need to stay in bed a week. Go for it. Enjoy. You want some chocolate cake? Go ahead. Okay, you're ready to get up now. Let's go. You know, so it's sort of that detached conversation. And what came to me too, what I used to use, I love the perspective you shared about the 20,000 foot view. I used to use living in New York. Okay, if I stand up to the Empire State Building, if I'm nose to the building, how do I describe it? Okay, it's gray. I see some speckles. It's a little bumpy. See what I mean? Like my view is that. Now go to the curb. Okay, I see windows now. I can see like a little bit around the corner. Okay, now go across the street. Okay, I can see it's really tall. I can't see the top. Okay, now go away. You know, my perspective is further away. I keep seeing it differently. And I used to always go to that to remind myself, am I standing right up against the building in this situation or am I way back across the river?
Well, do you notice? So, do you notice? Does your feeling change depending on your proximity to it?
Yes, it does. It's good. I feel like it adjusts my perspective. I'm not here. When I'm right close up to it, it's my limited view. And I look at that as my bodily view, you know, my limited perspective. It's limited. I can only see so much. When I pull way back, I see the whole scene. Is another example. I used to live in New York City, as you know. It's noisy, it's big, it's busy. But fairly recently, I was on a flight and flew over New York City, and I marveled. I'm like, it just looks like a nothing. It's just a bunch of buildings. Like it's not as intimidating as it seems when you're in it. So it's just that perspective change loosens the grip. It's less personal. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does. It does.
Did you find that when you had your experience of feeling funky and you recognize it's not you? Did that
Yeah.
help you shift?
It did gosh, and I wish I would have written it down. I detached myself from the meaning of the thought. So I was observing thought, but not absorbing it. And there's a lot of power in that. Right? Because
Yes.
I wasn't engulfed in it. I was, but I had to shift. I had to shift it now, because at first I'm in a tailspin. I'm, having emotions. I'm, going down that rabbit hole again. But it's just amazing when sometimes I have to listen to like a little cheerleader or someone to, okay, all right, that's all right. Dust yourself off. Like, you can do this. But yeah, I did. And when you detach, you don't give it any meaning. Oh, it's huge. It's just huge. It's a game changer.
And speaking of game, it's kind of like if you ever watch football, you know, it's like they play the game and then the next day they watch the film. So in the game, it's like, ah, oh, I should have passed it this way. You know, the mindset is one. The next day, it's you now detached from the situation. So now you can see it a little differently. Oh, that guy was open, or oh, yeah, oh, right, it was muddy, I slipped, whatever. So it takes off, it's what you're describing to me. It takes off that it's detached and less personal. It's also in the past, I guess, also.
It's in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
And living now, the as we know, as Ron says and Q says, the light, We're only now, just now.
Just in the now. That's right.
And that even means, okay, well, what does that mean just now? Because you mentioned that in the book. To be just now, I look at that in my life. Am I just now? And to me, that was that experience of feeling this freedom because I was constantly just now. And it's almost like I can dive into the portal of my heart, and that's the new way of being. That's where we really, that's who we truly, truly are. We are limitless. As Q says, you're constantly creating. So that's why it becomes tricky sometimes, even, if someone's going through something, it's just, yeah, Kelly touched on this too. You do you, I'll do me, because we're all doing our own creation.
Right.
So
Exactly.
if you want to see yourself that way, then okay, how can I comment on it? Do you know what I mean? You're creating, it's out of respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I
Absolutely.
really feel like that's what's exciting too, is we're really delving into that aspect of ourselves so much.
Do you feel that? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, please go.
Do you feel that? I feel the road is narrowing, if you will, like the light's pulsing in. The capability to turn around. Not that you're going to turn around, but it's like the birth canal almost. You ain't going back.
Yeah.
Right. There's only one way out, right?
Exactly.
Sorry to use that comparison, but
No,
that's just
it's actually a great one. It's really a brilliant, brilliant use of it.
oh, thank you. That's what I feel right now. If you fight it, it's very uncomfortable. So yeah, I that just came to me. Clearly, something's going on. Yeah. And if you're tapped in, if you're a feeler, you're feeling it.
Yeah, you feel it, you see it in the little evidence and pieces. And you even made me chuckle because at the beginning you used the word nuclear. It's like, oh, funny, there's a headline about Donald Trump moving boats and nuclear something. I was like, it just, you really just can't make it up when we just spontaneously ourselves. It's just the synchronicities come. It's funny.
So
It's
what?
funny.
Wait a minute. What's going on, Zosha? What
Oh, I don't want to
nuclear?
focus on all that.
Well, no, because
I saw a headline of Donald Trump asked our nuclear subs to go around near Russia or some whatever the storyline is.
you know what flashed to me when you
It's so
said that?
uncomfortable for me to talk about it because it's weird. Go ahead. What?
Here. Okay.
A
All right. We
song?
got a no song. Okay. You know when you said nuclear, what flashed to me was JFK and
Oh,
Bay of Pigs.
yes.
That I don't know
Yeah.
why. That's just like it just
Interesting.
yeah, that just I just had a flash.
That's really interesting.
Wow. And his beloved Jackie just there with him. She wouldn't leave. Jackie was like, "I'm not going." He's like, "No, you should probably no. I'm going to be right here with you. I'm not going anywhere."
Yeah.
Which just moved my heart. Just
Yeah.
it's just beautiful. Thank you, BBS.
It,
Okay.
yeah.
So now we know. But isn't that
Trump moved
interesting?
nuclear naval subs towards Russia.
Yeah.
Thank you, BBS. I love
Wow.
they're paying attention.
They are. They're paying attention. Yeah. Interesting.
What were we saying before that? It was just.
You just not wanting to give energy to what's going on out there because
Yeah.
we know it's all a movie, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's fun to play, it's fun to play
Well,
with
that's
it.
it. Oh, you were talking about merging too, like the lanes. That's it too. Like the movie is merging with the not the right words, I don't know. It seems like the movie out there is merging with the interstate of, I don't know how to put words to it. I feel we know.
Yeah, well, it's the splitting. It's the splitting, and I don't know it. I know there's a personal ascension and there's a collective ascension, and how do you explain it? I'm still working on the best way to explain it, but I don't know.
Oh, you know what? You know why it feels uncomfortable? Just can't. I listened to something earlier of Q. He was a Q and Q and Mermaid and myself actually, but he was just talking about expansion, and I lost. Oh, he was talking about. It was my question. I can't even recall things, but it was
Oh.
talking about being in other dimensions, and that they could go and never we could never find. They can be in another dimension. We can, oh, it's when I said, oh, is that when mermaids talked about the unicorns? Like we can be on this earth at the same time the unicorns are here, as an example, but we don't see them. So I feel like sometimes what we're talking about is us being in the state of freedom or peace or floating. It's being in that other dimension. I don't know another word, but being in another dimension while observing a headline of Trump moving naval subs towards Russia. You know what I mean? We're not active in that timeline. We're in our own space.
Now, let me ask you this.
Oh. That was an interesting timing. Did you hear that ring?
Did
Okay,
you?
maybe you didn't. Go ahead. Ask me. Go ahead.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so we are in our consciousness, a percentage of it is in other bodies right now. But we don't remember, but we do get flashbacks, we do get bleed through, we do get I guess a memory maybe. Or now, what is the ascension? I feel the ascension point, or when you ascend, you're aware that you're in every you're there, you're everywhere all at once. And right, that's my feeling. There's a convergence of all of that. Because you gotta have and you gotta have enough to animate this vessel that, like in this expression, the Lauren expression, I have to have enough in me to animate it now. But then, does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm tr yes, it does. I'm trying to put the pieces together. So when you talked about Lauren's self, I remember Q saying we're dedicated to our vessels. So I feel like you touched on that. And then the ascension piece, I don't know how to put it into words. I wish I did have a question about personal ascension and a big blip where we all ascend. So I've always held it. I always have it as two pieces in myself. That's just how I experience it. And the first piece is like recognizing like where every cell of, I'll just say me, every cell of my body recognize, ah, that's what's going on here. And then I was out, living from that perspective of being out. Doesn't mean I couldn't slip in because we go into this dimension. Even Q said that sometimes too. You can't even always maintain it here. Even to that question I listened to, he said, I have a hard time being here.
Yeah, me too.
I love it, which is why we're so captivated too. It's like, yeah, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more.
Yeah.
But it's uncomfortable to talk about because I never talk about, I always was never one to talk about my experiences because who cares? They're only mine. Do you know what I mean? But
I
we all
care.
have, oh, you're so sweet. But it's uncomfortable for me to talk about that. But because it's a training I came from as well. But why are we here too? It for me, it was a feeling of recognizing, and I did share it on the radio, so it was documented to Q where it just everything just went. It was just, I don't know, the biggest aha I could have ever experienced, and everything just, I guess, crystallized.
I love that word.
And then it just allowed me to not be in it. It's my choice. Now, if I, it be, ch my choices became crystal clear. My choices became so quick to know. In a way, how which way to go, because I was either going to participate in the matrix or outside the matrix perspective. So sorry for the words. It's hard to put it together. Is any of that making sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. So
And as a progression, for me, it was a progression.
the power is in it, are you going to participate or not? And that you can see, you know what's going on, you can see what's going on. And I it's just bizarre. I know what you're saying.
It,
I don't know
yeah.
how to
Yeah. I feel how you said it was yes. Every choice, Q's words, every single choice is ascension to ascension. So even the micro, again, his words kind of, the even the micro decision might not be the ultimate plate, the ultimate way we're going, but it does affect it. See what I mean? So each choice, I was like, okay, I got this. Now, it took me a long time. It is not easy, but I knew when he said I knew of relationships in my life that were out of frequency. All that I could do, I recognize I can't bring these people into this frequency. I have twisted myself in pretzels all of my life to accommodate others. But then to hold on to Q's words, every choice, it's where I just would micro look at each of my decisions. It's what you do, it's what we all do, it's what we're all doing. But then to experience that feeling of freedom was just, more knowledge coming in. Okay, like there's even more, and now there's more. But it's not, it's just a journey. It's why I cheerlead myself. You go, girl, come on. Like, it's okay. Like, who, all right, I've cried at dinner. I don't care about that anymore. I really don't. I really just don't. But I watch myself go through it again, like you brought in with the perspective. But it's just lightening that detachment, cutting that cord that I used to have to all of the feelings and the past and people, and just how to take away the labels of the people and really look at it clinically. Am I in the highest frequency or not when I'm with this being? No. Radical honesty. No, I'm not. But they're my so and so. They're my so and so. It's hard, brutal. I use the word brutal, brutal work. But yeah, I can personally connect. Eliminating relationships had a direct effect on my state of being.
Absolutely.
You have experience with that, not to go into your details, but have you seen that in your life?
Oh yeah, it's
Yeah.
real quiet.
Is
It's really quiet.
it peaceful?
It's peaceful.
Is it, does it connect to, does the quiet, or okay, so quiet, because if you don't mind me asking you.
Please.
So, in your experience with moving away from some relationships, were you conscious about it? Like, in a sense, like, I just don't feel good here, or whatever it came to you. And after you made the decision, did you really feel yourself? How was it for you? How did you feel peace? What did it feel like?
Well, when I knew that I needed to do it, I felt, but I was just, for whatever reason, I was, I wasn't doing it. I would feel a heaviness. I would feel a blocked, the energy wasn't flowing. But then once I did it, I felt just open, expansive, just free, just flowing, right? Just flowing. Yeah, it's kind of like if you watch the Bugs Bunny cartoons, I can't remember which one it is, but they're trying to stuff him down in something. And I think it's Yosemite Sam or Dad. I don't remember. Like stomping on the top of like, get down there. I'm pushing you down there, right? And like it's just so funny because it never works. It just never works. It's just like, yeah, you go ahead. He says this will be fun to watch. Just go ahead and try. So yeah, to answer your question, yeah, you can tell right away. And you know what's going on while you're going through it too. So it's if we, that goes back to trusting ourselves,
And there's no judgment, right? I had to let go of the judgment of myself, even still today. Oh, you're taking so long to do this. You know what's gonna come. What's taking you so long? It's like, oh, do I really want to do it? It's like, well, I'm really not inspired to go do this. Do you know what I mean? It's for me, it is a daily observation. And again, it was a great comfort to be reminded there's no judgment in the light. It's our choice.
That's
But
right.
I became
That's
laser
right.
focused, and I am not getting stuck here next time. I
Absolutely
was
not.
crystal clear. I was getting out of here. It, however, you know, however that means, but I was making the train, so I
Oh
had
yeah.
to, you know, cut weight and
I'm making the train and serving drinks. the train.
Exactly.
What kind of
Yeah.
drink? Oh, let's think of a drink for the train. We gotta think of it.
Oh, I have a drink.
Oh, let's
I
hear it.
have a drink for the train, the Hussy Hut, whatever. Okay. And it's kind of funny that this word was mentioned earlier. Okay. So I was calling Cheeks to, we want this to happen. So I would like a high frequency flow with a shot of foof. Yes, capital F, capital O, capital O, capital F. Finished with some peaceful ether foam.
Ooh, I like that.
Thank
Very
you.
creative.
I have a lot of time. Again, thank you for saying it's creative. It's part of my creative process. It just comes up. I actually sat up and was like, I'm gonna write this down.
I love it. I love it. Oh
So,
my
did you have a
God.
drink come to you with your
Not.
train inspiration?
No, I haven't had a drink. I just can imagine just I was thinking actually more of like a mocktail,
Yeah.
like a grapefruit. I love the grapefruit. I love crisp, I love fresh, I love light. Grapefruit
No
mint.
pun with light. Everything will have light.
That's right. That's right. That's
We can
right.
come up with drinks too, like the Cube Blast. Everyone can have a drink. How about that?
Oh
Everyone will name their
yeah.
own, create their own. That's awesome. Everyone just create their own drink.
Now I gotta get back to this hut here.
Yeah.
I gotta.
Oh,
Sorry,
you
I
rolled it
gotta.
out earlier. Good
I gotta.
job, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I mean, I want to be out in the boat. So I want to be out in the water.
Oh, keep
So
going.
how are we gonna work this? You know what I envision? I envision like a salad bar, but you got like. I don't know, like the little scooper, and you have the spices in there, and then you have like your pre-made, you have your pre-made, drink, or it's like a card. If you want this, then this is how you make it. So it's self-serve,
Yeah,
right?
I like it.
Because I want to be out on the boat.
Okay, I'm so excited, but I'm cutting you off twice.
No, go ahead, go ahead. Like we got, I gotta. There's got to be a way to work this where everyone's happy.
I got it.
Okay, let's hear
I feel I got something.
it. Okay.
Cue. First time for me hearing him present Ocean Trek.
I love it.
So, what excited me was. He mentioned it's a new way of sort of, I forgot his words, currency, bartering, going to an island. You need coconuts, they need shingles, or something like that. And I felt, oh, coconuts.
Coconut bra?
Coconut.
Just saying, I'm sorry. Coconut water. Sorry, the coconuts. Let's get back to the coconuts.
Oh, and you could use a husk to make your thong.
Might be a little itchy.
So funny, but okay, but we can be on his other on another ocean trek boat. We can, what I'm trying to say, we'd be a, the little grouping of ocean treks, and one of them could be the Cheeks if they want to share with us. We can do the hut on the same boat, or we could have our own boat,
Oh, I like that. They're
right?
problem solved.
And
That's perfect. That's
we'll have a
perfect.
little floating village. I will do our collaboration center on the boats and moving. And hit all points. We could teach people.
Oh,
we could be in the
I love
water.
this.
You're giving a birth to a baby. Let's hop in, like John mentioned, on cumin.
I
The
love it. Oh,
birthing
this is
center on the
perfect.
boat. It answers everything.
It
He's
answers
brilliant.
everything. It is brilliant. Oh, I love it, Zosia.
Travel. We all want to travel.
We all
We
want
all
to
want to be on the
travel.
water. We
Yep.
all, right?
Yep.
How
That's
fun it.
right.
We could party hop from boat to boat.
Oh
If you're
my
tired of this
gosh.
group, you can go to this group. It's
Oh,
just
I love it. I love it. It's like yeah.
there's not one thing that can't be addressed there.
Yeah. And while everybody else is out here doing their thing, we'll see you later. Bye.
Where are you going?
Away from here, away.
Need some privacy.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Now I wonder. Well, Q did say that what he's like a schooner, or it's a big boat. It's a big boat.
The what did he call the big blue boat?
Oh, that's in the Bimini though, isn't that? Isn't that the dolphin boat, the big blue
Oh
boat?
no, that was different. But oh, so that's a good example. That's how I pictured kind of the size of boat, a small ship.
And it's less to clean. Do, well, I mean, now don't get me wrong. It's a lot of it's a work on a boat. There's always something, you
He
know, they
said
need.
no one wants to clean the bilge.
No one wants to clean the boat. Well, but
It's
right?
time to go.
It's time to go. I've got some smoothies to
Some fine gentleman will volunteer.
That's right. That's right. That's there you go. Oh, this is a great solution. I love this.
Yes.
I love this. We're solution focused.
Exactly. Thank you, Q, because it was really cool to, I'm just saying, to really hear it fresh for the first time is really exciting. I was just trying to look back at my notes to see there was a word that he used. Oh, and we can all just float with the dolphins and get all of our universal knowledge with the,
Oh, God,
oh,
that
and the
sounds
seal.
great.
He mentions a seal. We'll kiss you. They're that friendly. And of course, I see a video of this woman, this young woman in the ocean. The seal swims around her. Literally, they look like yin and yang. The
No.
seal was just caressing her and came behind her and kissed her. It was incredible. I was like, oh, see, that's what Q is speaking about. That is
Oh.
so incredible.
I
So
love
incredible.
that. I love that. I was feeling into the dolphin birthing. I mean, have you seen like those have you seen like there's a way that you can, I mean, I've seen these people that have like pickleball courts out in the water. And basically you just throw it out in the water and it blows up or whatever it does and they're
Yeah.
like, well, couldn't we do something like that with the
Oh.
dolphin birthing? And it's like some kind of enclosed area b below, you know, like a netting, but then there's a way for the dolphins to come in. So they're free. They're not, we're not holding them there, you know, like, I don't know, that kind of, I mean, why not?
Yeah, like the mom could be suspended from the floating device in
Yes.
the water, and they can come and do their. We saw them do a vortex around a pregnant dolphin mama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let them do the work. They would know at this moment better than us.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And I feel that I'm sitting here like, oh, I'm sitting here in my 3D, like, oh, you need this, you need that, because I worked in labor and delivery. I know. No, you
Yeah,
don't
we don't want
want.
any of that.
No, we don't want any of that, right? We
Bad
don't want any of
design.
that. Bad design,
Bad design.
because it's going to be such a peaceful experience and process. None of that stuff's going to happen. You know
It's
what I
our.
mean?
It's going to be according to our self-creating animation system,
That's
how
right.
we
That's
want it.
right.
It's limitless what we want. I'm playing with that.
That's right. I just, yeah,
I
I
love this conversation.
I do too.
And look, I want to read something if I can, and
Yeah.
then announce the shows like we discussed. So, The Dance. Until we truly experience the infinite powers within our very own bodies, we will always be more impressed with things outside of the self. Asha.
Thank you, Asha.
That was posted today for the people called The Dance. Beautiful. Isn't it
So
true?
beautiful. It's
So
so
true.
true.
And that's what we're talking about, our own creative abilities, our power. So just to end the show, we wanted to remind everybody, PRQ Homesteading. The next show in line with the order that has been shared is August 31st, 2024. BBS, correct me if I'm wrong. PRQ timelines would be August 31st, 2024. If we can listen to it on our own, if you go
Yeah.
listen to it,
Yeah.
on the
Archives.
yeah, thank you, on the archives and being inspired with Q. Really? Okay, September 14th is the next one for homesteading.
That's what it looks like, but
And being inspired with Q and PRQ is July 22nd, 2023 would be the next one. Is that correct as well, BBS? Oh, I hope it didn't confuse anyone. I felt it was August 31st was the next homesteading in timelines. Okay, we're both a little confused. That's all right. But yeah, that's an okay. BBS says both timelines and homesteading are the 14th of September, 2024. Thank you. Thank you very much. And then being inspired with Q and PRQ will be July 22nd, 2023.
beautiful.
Yay. And
Yay.
again, you could visit our page always for all information with Q for the people and Creation Lightship. It's so fun to be with you.
Oh, yeah, so fun to be with you too. And also Whiplash Talk today at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I believe.
Right before being inspired.
Right before Being Inspired with Sunshine. And then we have Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic tomorrow. I don't have, I think it's 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. When in doubt,
Check the
just check the
time.
time. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but just when in doubt, just go to Down and Dirty on BBS and you'll get the time, but I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow.
And join us next week at our happy hour, Eastern
Yeah.
Standard Time, happy hour, 5 p.m.
That's right. That's
Eastern
right.
Time.
Yay. Well, I had a wonderful
Me
time as
too.
always.
Always, I love you.
Oh, I
Thank you to
love you
all of our
too.
listeners, subscribers. We'll see you next week.